The following is a RackRadioShow.com exclusive.
Welcome to the Rack Extra Views right here on WildTalkRadio.com. He's Rock, I'm Lindsay, and we're back with episode 12 of season 1 of Ms. and Mrs. And, well, I think there was really only one central theme of this episode. Is she? Or isn't she?
Some would say it's a Ms. Turi.
You're so funny.
Well, that's the name of the episodes. Ms. Turi. So yeah, that's the theme of the show. Miz is trying to figure out a secret.
A mystery.
As it were.
As it were. So the episode starts with Miz learning French, and he explains that one of the things WWE offers is continuing education. So if you want to take classes toward a degree, if you want to take classes to learn other skills, they offer that to their talent as a way to, again, continue their education, which is really cool. A lot of companies do that, but the fact that WWE offers that to their talent is really nice because that can allow them to potentially complete their degrees and set them up for post-WWE career success. Hopefully everybody has saved their money and they'll be successful in life and they won't have to worry about it. But, you know, it just provides a nice safety net for people if they want it. So that's really good.
Oh, yeah. So, we've heard for years John Cena taking advantage of it on learning Mandarin. Nikki Cross has just now gone back to school taking classes, so I would assume WWE is helping out with that. So,
yeah, I mean, it's especially right now, it's a very poignant thing given certain things that have happened lately. So it's nice to see that, again, they're just sort of putting that out there like, hey, this is offered through the company. So Miz, after being with Maryse for 12 years, is learning French. Why? Because Maryse is going to teach Monroe how to speak French. And because Maryse and Monroe and Marjo all speak French and Miz does not, it could get a little cumbersome for him. So he decides, I'm going to learn it. I'm finally going to buckle down and learn it.
Mm-hmm.
And Maryse is excited and they're talking to the French teacher and, you know, he's like, oh, I can hear your Montreal accent. And she's like, yes, I can hear your Parisian accent. And da 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 da. And Miz basically sends them away because he's like, go away, I'm trying to learn.
And they're just taunting him as he's doing it.
Yeah. So the next morning, Maryse and Marjo cook Miz breakfast, which, you know, you'd think that's really sweet. They make him bacon and eggs and this protein shake and all this stuff, except in the Mazanin household, the ladies cooking is not a normal thing for him, especially to cook him breakfast like this, you know, and they're being ultra nice to him, especially Marjo. Like, it's Marjo that's being nice to him, and he thinks something's up. He's suspicious. He's like, is this shake gonna, like, give me the shakes or something? Because what is up? Why are you being so nice to me? And then he goes to break down the boxes. They're already broken down. His wife does not break down boxes, but they're gone. And he's like, okay, so I'm going to go play video games. And she's like, okay, all right, as she walks off with Monroe to change her diaper. Like, they're not letting Miz do anything except what he wants to do. So, you know, again, very unusual. So he's like, okay, all right, I'm going to go take advantage of this now. Not entirely sure, believing he's honestly in an episode of The Twilight Zone. Or the Marmiz Zone, as they put it. So, as he's playing video games, Maryse has put little notes around the house for him of things in French.
To
so
help
he can
him,
learn.
To help him with... You visualize the word you say when you see it.
When you see it and you refer to it of what it is in French and you associate it with the English word in your brain, that helps you learn. So visually, she's like, you know, like a cake plate, you know, or a cake gâteau, mm-hmm. you know, those types of things. And, you know, just so he can learn and understand the language. Except he can't roll his R's. And this leads to them trying to roll their R's together and him making some very awful sounds. And then he's trying to speak in French and she's like, no, you're speaking too fast. And then he slows down and he does it like slow-mo speaking French. And she's just sitting there like, this is why this hasn't happened in 12 years. This is it. Exactly it right here. You see this? I live with this every day. So basically he's like, okay, all right, cool. And then we cut to him going to the airport for a show. Maryse has gone with him and he's like, why are you dropping me off at the airport? You never drop me off at the airport. And she's like, what? I can't take you to the airport. And he's like, well, you can, but I'm just very confused. And then they start making out in the car. She goes to do a little French tickle, and he's like, dude, we're at the airport. No.
What do you want him to do? You want to bang, 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 bang in the cars? I mean, that's sort of what...
With the camera on.
Yeah.
With the camera on, with the crew there, they're just going to do the French tickle right there in the car. And so he, like, kisses her goodbye and runs off. Still very suspicious. So one of the things he does when he gets to the show is we see him playing video games with Xavier Woods. And he activates the motion sensor cameras in his house. You know.
Like you do.
Like you do, because he knows that whenever Maurice and Margot, especially Margot, are nice to him, something has happened.
Something is afoot.
Or they want something, or they've done something, and they don't want to tell him. And so he's like, I'm going to activate the cameras, and I'm going to figure out what's going on. So he does that, and meanwhile he goes to unpack, and there's a teddy bear in his bag. With Maurice speaking French on it. Right? And so Miz being Miz, he's like, well, I wasn't doing too good with the French, so I bought a digital French translator, which basically you press the button, you hold this thing up, and you either speak French to it or you have someone speak French into it, and it translates from French to English for you. So he translates the teddy bear, and Maurice says, you know, I'm so happy that you're learning French, and I love you, and, you know, you're just amazing. Bye. And she's genuinely very happy that he's learning French.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause that means she can yell at him now in French.
Yeah.
And he'll know what she's saying. So about this time, Miz catches Maurice and Margot on the motion detector, and they're speaking in French and going back and forth, but he picks up on one word that they use, and so he uses the translator. And he speaks the word into the translator, and it comes up with the word, with the English translation of pregnant.
And he's going, oh my god, 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 oh my god.
Like, he asks this, he says the same word three times to make sure it's right. And now he's suddenly like, now it all makes sense. Like, ding, 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 she's being nice to me, you know. Margot is being nice to me. She's pregnant. Of course, she's pregnant. That's why she's being super nice to me. So he's like, okay, all right, I got this. I know what to do. So he goes home, right? And he doesn't say anything, but Maurice wants Miz to take her to this new restaurant in Austin. It's this swanky Mexican place for a romantic dinner.
Yeah, I mean, that's nice. And he's like, you want me to take me out for a romantic dinner? Okay.
And then he asks if he can buy her a drink in French. And she says,
No.
Why?
She wants to be healthy. She's trying to be healthy. So she's cutting back on the alcohol.
She's cutting back on the alcohol. She stopped drinking. Okay.
That's a sign. I mean, now you're putting clues together. A teddy bear, and he hears the word pregnant, and she can't drink. So it's like, okay. He knows exactly what to do now. He's picking up on all the hints.
And then he's like with Monroe, changing her, and he finds newborn clothes in Monroe's, I guess, changing room or baby closet or whatever it actually is. He finds newborn clothes.
I just like it's newborn clothes, not Monroe clothes. It's newborn clothes.
Right?
For reasons.
So it's like that sends up another signal.
And he's like, there's no real surprise that this happened. We've had a lot of good Monday night Raw sessions and some Tuesday night lights.
Like you do. Like you do. They've been getting back into the swing of things, as it were. So, you know, and part of the reason is he's like, you know, she's not going to tell me because when Monroe happened, she surprised him.
Right.
She sprung it on him. So it's like, okay, all right, well, we're going to have this romantic dinner and we're going to do this and we're going to do that. And all right. So I know exactly what to do. I'm going to get her first. And the second he says that, you're like, oh God, this is going to backfire so horribly. So horribly, but you're just waiting for it to happen. So he goes to get his parents, who were coming into town anyway, and he tells them in the car that he thinks Maurice is pregnant, or he basically definitively says she's pregnant, but that she hasn't told him yet for sure, and he wants to surprise her. And his parents are fully on board, because they're like, yeah, you should surprise her that you figured it out, you know? She always gets you, it's your turn to get her. So they go to this swanky baby shop where Miz buys her these highly unflattering maternity pants and then stretch mark oil at the insistence of his father. 'Cause that's sexy.
Right.
I guess. I don't know. And then, you know, he has this whole big thing where he's like, all right, we're going to go to the restaurant. We're going to surprise her. where, you know, there's a cake and confetti and a mariachi band and the whole nine yards. His parents are there, you know, and you're just sitting here watching this, waiting for the car wreck to happen because you know the car wreck's coming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, okay, all right. So they go to the restaurant. They're there. And Miz has told his parents, you know, wait a couple beats after I give her the gift and then come in with the cake and the confetti and the mariachi and the whole nine yards. So they get to the restaurant. Monroe is with them. And Maurice is talking about how she'd, you know, love to have 100 more just like Monroe and how happy she is. And she's in a really good mood. She's loving the restaurant. And she's like, you know, the next time we have a really big celebration with the whole family here, we should totally come to this place. And Miz is like, well, honey, here's the thing. And he looks at her and he goes, do you remember what you told me when you were pregnant with Monroe? And she's like, yeah, I said, congratulations, Dad. And then, and then he's like, well, congratulations, Mom. He pops the gift and she's like all confused. She's like, what? And he's like, you're pregnant. And she goes, I'm not pregnant. And right about the time she goes, I'm not pregnant, cue the Mrs. Parents. Cue the cake, cue the confetti, cue the mariachi band. Oh, wait. Oh, the awkwardness. And Maurice is like, wait, you thought I was pregnant? And he's like, yeah, there were signs. And he basically starts talking about how he heard them on the camera and talking about how they were talking about how she was pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, no, I didn't say pregnant. I said ancient. She said, I felt old because I didn't sleep well. And she starts explaining the difference between the word. And then he's like, well, what about the baby clothes? And she goes, my friend in Montreal is pregnant. It's for her baby shower. And he's just sitting there like, I'm an idiot. I'm such an idiot. I could, you know, it's so sweet that he did it for her. But he's like, I'm such a goddamn idiot. And so,
as this all happened, like the band's still playing. He's just, you see the look on his face. He's just like, oh God, I screwed up so huge.
And he's like, well, do you at least want to open your gift? And so she opens her gift and she's like, are you serious?
Maternity pants.
Maternity pants? You got me maternity pants?
And AKA like, fat pants, as she called them.
Yeah, AKA fat pants. He's like, oh, honey. And then she's really offended by the oil. And she's like, I don't get stretch marks. And he's like, blame my dad. Blame my dad. That was all my dad. Blame my dad. And so she's like, what? You know, it's basically like WTF. Kind of all reaction, and it's just, yeah, she's like, not pregnant, totally not pregnant, but, you know, our anniversary is coming up, and he's like,
wait, what anniversary?
Because he basically goes, well, you were being nice to me, and she's like, well, I was happy you were learning French. You know, she was excited that he was learning her native tongue, so that's why she's being all nice to him. But yeah, he's like, but she's like, yeah, we do have an anniversary coming up, and he's like, our wedding anniversary isn't coming up. And she's like, no, not our wedding anniversary. Which this is what girls do to people, by the way, this shit right here. It's the anniversary of our first date.
Right.
And he gets this confused look on his face. And then we find out that their first date was at a porn store.
And she was not overly thrilled being there. She sort of was scared, basically, according to him.
Well, he was like, don't get upset by it. He's like, it was late. We were on the road. We were tired. And I was like, hey, you know, let's go in the porn store and see what happens. And then he's like, it was kind of a twofer because I was looking to see what she was into. And Reese gets her look, this look on her face. She's like, oh my God. He's like, it didn't work. Because, you know, she was kind of freaked out. But it did work because I married her. He's like, you idiots. I love you both so much. I love you. Love you both so much.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's like, this isn't normal. This is totally not normal. And he's like, nope, this is normal. This is healthy. This is exactly the way that it needs to be. And she's like, no, it's not. But actually, it kind of is.
Yeah.
So yeah, so that's pretty much where the episode concludes, is right there. We just, with that awkwardness, because it ends with them laughing together. But yeah, I love these two so much. They're such couples goals.
They are great together.
So yeah, so that does it. Maurice is definitively not pregnant here. Now, we'll have to see what happens when that issue does get raised again because, well, if you watch WWE TV, you know what's up with her right now. I don't want to spoil it for anybody that doesn't watch or doesn't know, but you may want to go look it up. So, yeah, we'll have to see how that whole situation is handled if it's on air, which it may be. Who knows?
It may be the finale.
It could be. That would be cool. But speaking of finales, I think that does it for us. What do you think?
That does it for this week's episode of the Rock Extra. Ms. and Mrs., you can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, at Rock Radio Show. It's at Wild Talk Radio on Twitter, Facebook.com/Wild Talk Radio Network. Check out the Rock every Thursday night, 10 p.m. Eastern. Follow, subscribe, twitch.tv/WTR Live. If you have Amazon Prime, link it to your Twitch account. That's called Twitch Prime. You can subscribe for free and support us for free. You can also support us by using credit card RocketSock in the Fortnite item shop.
And you can follow me on most of the social medias at LinsWard, LinsWard. So for Rock, I'm Lindsay Ward. You've been listening to the Rock Extra Reviews, Ms. and Mrs. Edition right here on WildTalkRadio.com. And we will be back next week with lucky episode number 13. Till then, bye!